Welcome to Listen in Wonder. Join us as we explore the wonder of who God is and who He has created us to be. Each week, we encourage you to pause, listen carefully for the voice of your perfect Father, and wait to hear whatever He says to you. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.
Thank you so much for joining us again today. We are excited to jump into a conversation about hearing God's voice. I'm Barbara Gradke, and back this week to continue a conversation with my friend Jamie. Hello, Jamie.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm good. Jamie, actually, and I had so much fun last week talking about listening to God's voice. We just wanted to hop on for a part two. There were some things we felt like were a little bit unfinished, a few things unsaid, and we just wanted to join you in a conversation today just to kind of unpack the experiences we had growing up in church, how that's different now that we're adults, and how we posture our hearts to hear from God. And so, Jamie, is there anything that you want to share more about how you grew up and maybe when there was a change to experiencing the voice of God?
Yeah. I think that's I imagine a lot of people that are going to be listening to us have at least shared some part of our experience too. I grew up thinking that everything that God had to communicate to us had been communicated in the Bible. Mm. And that I should be very leery of anyone who said that they had heard from God any way outside of the pages of Scripture. And as an adult and knowing a little bit of history, I understand some of the reasons for all of that. Mm-hmm. But as I grew older and studied the Word more, I just couldn't find verses in the Bible that said God was going to stop talking to His people. Mm-hmm. In fact, you know, there are verses that talk about how He says, I'll be right by you, you know, right by your shoulder, telling you go this way, not that. Mm. Or Jesus saying in John 10, my sheep hear my voice. They recognize my voice. Mm-hmm. And I kept feeling there was this spiritual hunger of there's got to be something more. Mm-hmm. I think I'm missing something that is really rich. Mm-hmm. And so I began asking, and well, like Ephesians 1 says, one of the prayers that Paul prays for them is that I pray that you will know the Lord, know Him, not know about Him, not have the right answers about Him, but that you know Him. And like, you know, I could say, well, I know a lot about Lisa Harper. Mm-hmm. I could give you answers. I really don't, but I would like to know her. But yes. But at this point, I only know about her.
Yeah.
You know, and so I could give you facts about her, but I don't know her heart personally. I can give you evidence that they're about things about her heart.
Yeah.
But I don't know her. But I know you, Barbara, and I can tell people about you because it's more than me knowing, you know, the stories that you tell or something. I've walked with you.
Yeah.
And I know your heart. Mm. And that's how I want to know God.
Yeah.
And
how He wants to know us.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, absolutely. I think that's also a part of this whole conversation is that He created us for relationship.
Yeah.
He created us to commune with Him. And so I had similar experiences growing up in the church. I don't remember being taught to have a relationship with the Lord. That was something that came as I was a young adult, in my mid-20s, I would say, to early 30s. desiring to have more of a relationship with the Lord, and then digging into God's word, and, you know, starting to have faith that was my own, and not just, I'm so grateful for the faith that was passed on from my parents and their parents and their parents.
Yeah.
But truthfully, this relationship came whenever I started to grab hold of faith as my own and not just what was passed down to me.
Right. And I think that's what it has, how it has to be for each of us, you know. No one else can have a relationship for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember, I heard that there was a Bible class at church here about the learning about the Holy Spirit. And I was like, well, that sounds like something I need to go to, you know. And I came in, but there was still enough of that old teaching in me that I was going to be watching out to make sure there wasn't anything weird happening here, you know. And so I got in class that day, and the teacher said, the very first thing is, well, who wants to share something that the Lord did last week? And I was like, shaken. What? You know, and people started raising their hands and telling, and some of them were kind of, I was kind of like, I don't know about that, you know. But other people were telling me things it was like, oh, yeah, that, of course that's the Lord, you know. Of course that was it. And things that had been happening to me, but I had never recognized that God was working in that. And so it just opened my eyes to see He's working all around me. He's moving. He's doing things. And I have the chance to join Him in that. And it was really revolutionary to my life.
So how, out of that, how did you begin to posture yourself to hear from God?
Oh, that's a good question. I think the very first thing that happened was I started trying to pay attention. Before that class, I really, because and to my mind, He wasn't working. I was waiting for like the Red Sea to part or something, you know. So because I wasn't expecting Him to be working, I wasn't looking to see that He was working, you know. And so starting to notice, you know, what did happen? Did God answer a prayer? Did He, if I'm, you know, like reading a script, I can remember reading about, you know, you will have the peace that passes all understanding. And just saying, Lord, you know what? That's not what I'm experiencing right now. And then just having thoughts come into my mind of, you know, well, maybe you're not doing this, or maybe, you know, and realizing for the first time, that's not me being so smart that I can figure this out. It's the Holy Spirit prompting me to examine my heart and doing things like that. And so my Bible study time began to be a conversation with the Holy Spirit and not me just trying to analyze a piece of literature that I believed that God had written.
Yeah.
What about you?
I love that. Yeah, I think for years I loved doing Bible study. I've always loved studying God's word. I love filling in the blanks, if you will. But as I kind of journeyed through that, I think that's an important part of this conversation. Like, we do need to spend time in God's word. I love worship music.
Yes.
And so I just experienced peace in those things. So I think long before I ever heard God's voice, I was trying to make time for Him. And some days that's 5 minutes and some days it's 45 minutes. But just every day acknowledging that He was there, every day acknowledging that He's the creator, that He has authority, that He's the harvester. I mean, how many times did I want to harvest something that it wasn't mine to harvest? And so over time, I can't tell you when exactly that shifted. I don't know that it was a class or a, you know, something specific, but now I can look back and go, oh, I have tried to be intentional about spending time with him.
Yes.
And so I think that is a way that we posture ourselves. So let me tell you this story. I think I've told you this before, but there was a time where I was in a women's group and ran into somebody. I was at the mall and shopping. And this woman, we're excited to see each other. We haven't seen each other in a while. We had been in a women's group in the past. And she was excited to see me, but we were both very busy. New jobs, kids in different seasons, all the things. And she just said to me, "Barbara, I'm so excited to see you. I have been praying about a couple of decisions, and I'm really not hearing the Lord." Well, as she was talking, I recognized this, like, hurriedness in her, because I'd seen it in myself, to be fair. And so at one point I said, "Okay, if you're wanting to hear from the Lord and you haven't, friend to friend, let me just ask you, how much time are you spending with God right now?" And it was silent for a second. And then, because we're friends, she said, "You know what? Not that much." Mm-hmm. And so I think it's good to have people in our lives that can tell us, "Hey,
yeah,
if you're wanting to hear from God and you're not hearing from God, how much time are you spending with him?"
Yeah.
So we do have to posture ourselves.
Right.
We do have to take an inventory of what we're putting in. If we want to expect, you know, some kind of relationship with, does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It makes me think about, Jenny New, our Body mm-hmm. Life minister here, talks about, you know, she spends a lot of time going, to visit people who are in hard places. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's, you know, sickness, maybe it's just other kinds of hard things in life. And a lot of that time she's in the car without another person. And that she just had started deciding she was going to kind of sanctify that time and say, mm-hmm. "Lord, you know, would you come with me? Mm-hmm. Would you, you know, I'd like to go visit them with you."
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes holy time when mm-hmm. they're together. And, mm-hmm. you know, it makes me think too about, you know, a lot of people will say, you know, when the word says, "Be still and know that I'm mm-hmm. Lord," you know, that I think it's right that it is important for us to actually still our bodies and, mm-hmm. and spend time with him. And, there is a book that I have a love-hate relationship with called 40 Days to
something.
I think Stronger Walk with God or something like that. And close to that. Anyway, and Jenny recommended that to me. And it was like, you take 20 minutes each day to just be still and be with the Lord. And it nearly drove me crazy, but it really revolutionized my life, you know. Mm-hmm. True confession, because we all know that I'm a compulsive confessor. I do not spend 20 minutes in physical stillness with mm-hmm. the Lord every day, but it was good for me to have a season where I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it would be good for me to keep that in a regular rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
But there are just some seasons of our lives that, you know, we're saying, "Lord, would you ride in the car with me?"
Absolutely. Because, I mean, out of everybody listening today,
yeah.
everybody's life looks different.
Yeah.
The responsibilities are different. You have people with jobs or people that work
right.
from home. You've got people
Small
with kids,
children.
People that
yeah.
don't have kids.
Yeah.
People are taking care of
yes.
parents.
Uh-huh.
Right. And so somewhere this shifts yeah. in our mind and our heart, I believe that it's not just this quiet time in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Or this quiet time mm-hmm. in the evening, but yet it is all throughout the day
right.
talking to the Lord.
Right.
And I know there's times when I've gone to bed talking to the Lord about something
mm-hmm.
just to let him know what's on my heart.
Yeah.
And it's that doesn't mean it's resolved that night.
No.
And it's sweet to wake up either the next morning and him give me a thought or a week later and mm-hmm. go, "Oh yeah, we talked about that." You know, and so it's somewhere it shifts from being just this structured time with him to, "Oh, he's a part of every day. He's a part of
yeah.
my car ride to work. He's a part of, you know, he's going to speak to all of us in different ways.
Right.
Right.
Just like we might run into each other and just, hey, where are you headed right now? Oh, I'm going to a different part of the building. And the two of us would walk together and talk. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't just walk in silence right. or separately. So what's been going on? How mm-hmm. did this go? You know, we can do that with the Lord as well and listen right. to him. And I was telling you the other day, I had two of our grandkids in the car with mm-hmm. me. And it was one of those blistering hot days, mm-hmm. you know. And we got to the place where we were going, and there was this parking spot that was just right there by the door. So I didn't have to get them out of the car and walk half a mile to it. You know, I was like, Lord, thank you so much for your sweetness to give us this parking spot. And went from that car, back seat of the car, Jesus, I think that's probably more like a coincidence. And I said, I don't know about that, Jude. The Lord knows how hard it would have been that I needed him, you know. But I wasn't even saying it for them to hear me. I was
right.
I just am in the habit of thinking, God's given mm-hmm. us this blessing. And right. it can be a huge one or it can be a tiny one like that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to thank him for it. And so anyway.
Well, and when we give him glory, we have influence. You know, we're actually encouraging other people to be watching for him too.
Right.
You know, even if they haven't seen him yet or That's haven't right. heard him yet, there is some encouragement there. Well, Jamie, I think another thing that we really wanted to unpack was that this is going to look different for every person. You know, I love worship music. And so I need it every single day. I feel like the Lord speaks to me through worship music. I feel like there have been seasons of my life that I was praying day after day after day after day for something. And now years later, I'll hear a worship song and I'm taken right back to that mm-hmm. space with the Lord because mm-hmm. that was a popular worship song mm-hmm. at the time or whatever. So what are some other ways that you think besides maybe daily Bible reading or worship? We know he speaks through those things, but what are some other ways?
Mainly through those, you know. Rick and I both like to walk and mm-hmm. I do different things, you know, when I'm walking, but sometimes it's easier for me to just get out and move and spend that time with the Lord, you know. And this is another one of those, it's a combination of where he talks to me and paying attention. Mm. But I was really, we were in that time of transition. We still are, but a little farther into it, of transitioning over to how do you parent adult children, you know, mm-hmm. where when do you step in and help and mm-hmm. when do you let them, you know, fight their own battles, et cetera, and for them to grow, you know? And so I was like, Lord, I just need you to guide me in this. You know, I don't have any sense of confidence that we're handling these current situations well, you know, and I'm turning off the music. I'm not listening to anything else, Lord. Mm-hmm. I just want I want this walk to be just with you. And you, please tell me what you want me to do as far as our role mm-hmm. in our kids' lives, you know. And I mean, practically, as soon as I had finished it, you know, I take a few steps in the silence, you know, and all of a sudden this terrible noise starts up, you know, and I'm like trying to block it out, you know, oh my goodness, that's ridiculous, you know. And so, okay, sorry, Lord, I'll just, you know, now I'm really going to focus on you, you know. And the squawking and awful, awful noise that I've never even heard in our neighborhood before. And we've lived there 35 years, you know. This is so aggravating. You know, here I am asking you to talk to me about this, you know. And this never before heard noise is totally disrupting this, you know. And finally, all of a sudden, the thought came to me, you've never heard this before. Mm-hmm. Could it be that this is part of his answer to you? And so I couldn't even identify what it was. So I So I turn around and I start following the noise. And I trace it to, there are these little hawks.
Oh, wow.
Like juvenile hawks. Yeah. Like three or four of them in one. They perch in a tree, and then one by one they get up and they try to fly. They're trying to get the flying down so that they can leave the nest, you know. Mm-hmm. And they'll get up there and they look so awkward. They're like, you know, I mean, ridiculous. They're totally scared to try this, but they keep trying, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that is so weird. They're trying to leave the nest, you know. And I'm like, well, where are the parents, you know? And they're sitting over in another tree watching. Mm-hmm. But nobody's over there going, you know, here, now adjust your wings. No. There's not a lot of interference going on. They're just there in case somebody gets in super trouble, you know?
Yeah.
And they're cheering them on, you know? And wow. I was like, oh, my goodness, Lord.
Yeah.
I almost missed it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the theme of my life with the Lord. I almost missed it. If I ever write a biography. Mm. But I was like, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. There's so much. I needed to see it.
Wow.
And he could have plopped down a rule book. Well, if this happens, here's the flow chart, you know.
There is no manual.
Absolutely not. And there would be so many choices, you'd be paralyzed trying to figure out which one to use if he gave us one. And so I just think we just have to, God is creative.
Mm-hmm.
He is so creative, and he'll give, if we're paying attention.
There's a word that keeps kind of coming to my mind as we're talking today, and it's invitation. Like, are we inviting him to be a part of our life? Which is what you were doing on your walk. You know, you were inviting him to be a part of your life. You were inviting him to be a part of what was concerning you, you know. And so I do think that is a piece of this too, is are we too busy for him, or are we inviting him in? And when we do invite him in, you know, he can use creation just like that family of hawks. Oh my word, that is beautiful to think about. He can use creation to speak to us. He can use worship music. I think he can, I've never experienced this, but I think he can use dreams.
Yeah.
I think he can give people pictures of something. I think there are many ways that he tries to speak to us.
Yeah.
And, primarily today, what we just wanted to come on and say is, hey, we don't have this figured out, but we do recognize it as a practice. We do recognize it as he is speaking today, and that there are also plenty of times where we can ask God for something, ask God for an answer, and it feels like it goes unheard, but what I want to say is that is not who God is, you know, that his timing, we have to trust his timing. We have to trust that sometimes he is silent, that he knows what's best for us. So, you know, I just want this to be an encouraging time for people to know, if you're not hearing God's voice, keep practicing, keep inviting, keep trusting that he's working, and know that he's patient and he actually cares. He wants to hear from us all the time.
Well, and I think most of the time that I am intentionally sitting there with the Lord, what I get out of it is the peace of having been with him.
Mm-hmm. We can't want the answer or the
And that's a mistake that I have made and continue to make many many times, because I go to him desperate or wanting, and I'm like, no, we have to fix this today, you know. And he knows that if he just gave me the answer right then, I would run off and try to solve it that minute, you know. and cut short my time with him. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I want the answers or the fixes, mm-hmm. and he wants me.
Mm-hmm. Mm, that's good.
And so mm-hmm. I'm really trying to learn to want him more than any of the things that I need him to do for me or tell me.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that comes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about your little children, you know, mm-hmm. most of the time that they're coming to you, you know, I scrape my knee or mm-hmm. I'm hungry, you know, mm-hmm. Sadie or our almost two-year-old came in yesterday. Mimi, knack. She was hungry. She wanted a snack. You know, we are people that take care of their problems. Mm-hmm. But hopefully, as they mature, mm-hmm. they're going to want to be with us because they care about us.
Right. Just to be with us.
Right.
Not because they need something.
Right. And that's, yeah. I think that's what the Lord is mm-hmm. thinking. You know, I want you to, I am going to take care of your needs, mm-hmm. but I want you to want me.
Yeah.
Just like I want you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to encourage our listeners to keep practicing, mm-hmm. keep hoping, keep looking for God, keep listening for God. We can't wait to hear yeah. how you also experience his presence and how you experience his voice.
Don't put him in a box.
That's right.
If you're not hearing anything, then open your eyes and maybe mm-hmm. maybe there's something to see or yeah.
Or turn off all the other noise.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's just not overpowering. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got to really be noticing mm-hmm. because he invites us, but he doesn't overwhelm yeah. us usually.
Yeah. So. Well, I was hoping that you would close us today by praying for all of our listeners that they could be, you know, wherever they are on this journey. Mm-hmm. We know we have people out there who've been hearing God's voice for a long time.
Yes.
And we know we have people out there who are desiring to hear it for the first time. And so would you just close us in prayer mm-hmm. that all of us, myself and you included, Jamie, that we will make time for the Lord and that we'll be aware
yeah.
of who he is.
Yes. I will. Oh, Lord, what a wonderful thing it is that you want relationship mm-hmm. with us. Father, if we only had your world to look at, we would know that you're a powerful God, and we would know that you're a creative God. But there's so much we wouldn't know about you. We wouldn't know that you loved us. We wouldn't know that you are so intimately interested in us that before a word is on our lips, before a thought is in our heads or our hearts, you know it. Mm. Thank you that you care about us like that. It's hard for us to really believe that you feel that way about each one of us, but you've said it, so it's true. So, Father, I'm asking you to help us to be listening for you, to mm-hmm. be looking for what you're doing around us. Give us the gift of noticing. Mm-hmm. And please, Lord, when Satan whispers in our ears that this is something that only special people can do, only the really spiritual people or only mm-hmm. the people that have it all together can do this, I just pray that your spirit will say, that is a lie. That is a lie. You want every one of your sheep to recognize your voice. And there's nobody that's disqualified from that. Father, I pray that you'll just help us to come away from the busyness of the world and ask you questions like, what do you want me to notice about this situation? What do you want me to learn? What can I do? How can I join you here, Lord? And that we don't leave the room then. We just, mm-hmm. we stay and listen. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. Mm-hmm. and give us patience. You're patient with us as we learn. Give us patience with ourselves. And help us to be encouragers of each other. Not bragging on ourselves, but bragging on you, what you are doing in our lives. We're asking all of this in the holy name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for what you've done for us through him.